The women that are building this podcast community, you guys are incredible. And I think it's safe to say that we all have our beliefs rooted in God, but sometimes in life, it's really hard to connect our faith in Him with all of the concerns that run through our minds for our kids. Does worrying about your kids ever keep you up at night? Does it ever consume your thoughts as you're trying to go through your day? And I think for the majority of us, if not all, this is true, which is why I wanted to create space to talk about it a little bit within a community that can totally relate. And as working moms dealing with so many things, the struggle to find peace is so prevalent when the anxiety of parenting and juggling work is our easy reality. We have this desire to maintain a sense of balance and rest and confidence that God is overall and sovereign, but we are still consumed with so much worry. And when it comes to our kids, it doesn't take any effort at all sometimes to worry about them. Even our own best efforts by themselves can't guarantee any result. However, God wants us to understand that He is sovereign, that it is only Him who ultimately controls everything. So today, we're going to take some time to talk about this and remember some of God's promises to help us navigate this parenting journey with both grace and faith. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of three who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. As moms, so many times we try to do things to get ahead or to control situations more. Do you ever find that for yourself? That we aren't the best at surrendering and giving over our fears and anxieties about things, especially when it comes to our kids. There's just so many things to worry about. So many factors can contribute to what seems like an ever-growing list of mom concerns about our kiddos. How about how their behaviors are or their growing personalities? Do you ever worry about their friends or their physical environments that they're surrounded with day in and day out? Or worrying about their insecurities or their attitudes or the condition of their hearts or maybe even spiritual health? We all are living in a sin-fallen world that tests our values and forces us to confront our beliefs, which then leaves us feeling like, how is it even possible to not worry about our kids? I think it's safe to say that all of us share a foundation rooted in God. Yet, in the practicalities of life, in the hiccups that happen, both good and bad, the confidence of bridging our faith in Him with our concerns for our children can be really challenging at times. And despite our best efforts alone, we can't guarantee any outcome, and that's a hard reality to swallow. It's within these vulnerable times to remember that we can grow in our intimate relationship with Him, that God is sovereign, the ultimate controller of all things, and He knows and wants what is best for all of us. We get to partner with Him when it comes to our children. And He has entrusted us these beautiful, eternal souls to nurture for a time. And He has invited us to come alongside Him in the work that He has set out for us to do for them. No one on this earth loves our children more than we ourselves do. But God with our children, They were first and always will be His children, and He loves them more than we are even capable of loving them. And rather than spend hours upon hours in worry when ultimately we don't have control over everything, we need our thoughts and our actions to be in alignment with realizing the gift that we have been given with having this partnership with the Lord when it comes to our kiddos. We have the opportunity to lean on our living God who promises to accomplish all that we cannot and who determines what is best for them. There are so many things out of our control, and we can choose to be controlled by these circumstances and keep on with the endless cycle of worry, or we can go to God, the one who does control everything and who has already won every single battle each and every one of us may face and will face on this earth, and lean in on His sovereignty. All of us are given assurances that we have God's help when it comes to anything in this life. Anxiety, so much of the time, is a result of putting false trust in other things, and God doesn't desire us to function when we're anxious. He doesn't want that for us. Philippians 4:6-7 reminds us that, "But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus." Of course, we need to effort and do what we can to help and support and love our kids, but we also have to remember that ultimately, our God will supply every need for all of us, including our kids, according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We all know that we live in a world consumed in sin, and because of that, there are consequences. And some consequences are being worried and having anxiety about certain things. It's hard to go about our lives and see cancer diagnoses, crashes, people making really poor decisions, and not worry. The world is dangerous, and because of who we are and where we live, it really is human to be worried and concerned because we love our kids and we want what's best for them. Worry and anxiety can be an outcome or result from the love that we have for them. But this worry and anxiety can become a problem when it becomes totally consuming, when it keeps us up at night or our minds stay focused on all the things that could happen. It's easy for worry to become habitual and chronic without us even realizing it. Where we live in a state of mind that has us living the majority of our days focused on what could go wrong and all the ways that we can prevent things from happening and fixate on controlling situations. And this is such an exhausting way to live. I know, because I fall victim to this so much of the time myself. This is an area in my life where I am so vulnerable to the enemy. And if you're like me, rather than us stay here in this place, what really should be happening is spending time focusing on who God is and confidently believing that He is over and above everything, that my kids, that your kids are His kids, and He wants what's best for them. We have an incredible, loving Father who knows and relates to the hardships of what we have to walk through. And as His daughters, we can come to His throne with confidence and be given peace that may not make sense to the outside world, but it's there to comfort us when we stop and we pause long enough to ask and seek it out. He knows what is keeping us up at night, and He is there with us in the dark. Just because we don't necessarily feel God in a moment doesn't mean that He's not present in it with us. I think if it were up to us, we would want all the situations and the hard things our kids may have to go through to grow and rely on God to not be a thing. But that's just not how it is for any of us or what our children might have to go through. All of us have walked through enough life to know that God may not remove the circumstances and situations that bring us cause to worry and be anxious at times, but He does promise us peace in the middle of these things. When we're consumed with worry and fear and anxiety, we have to remember to turn to the Lord in prayer and by reading Scripture. to pause long enough to remove ourselves from our current situation that is consuming us and fix our eyes on God. If you're wondering about some scriptures that you can use maybe to cover you and your kids, go ahead and try to reference the show notes and look up the shared scriptures I have there that you can blanket over yourselves in the worries that you may have when it comes to your kids. These are some of the scriptures that I've personally found comforting when I feel like I'm vulnerable to spiraling. And when we have scriptures and biblical truths easily accessible to us, it makes it really easy to speak truth over the lies that easily consume us. We keep ourselves from experiencing God because we try to do too much ourselves a lot of times. We don't surrender ourselves and invite Him in what we are walking through. God wants to give us peace. He wants us to feel His presence and love and power. And we need to surrender ourselves from doing and give over our fears and worries about whatever it may be so that in turn we can receive His peace. When we have His peace and ask for His provision and His guidance when it comes to our kids, we then are blessed and have the gift of partnering with Him rather than suffocate under the overwhelm of trying to be Him in our kids' lives. We never will be, and when we learn this and believe it for ourselves, there's freedom that's found. This week, as worries and fears come up, turn to our Father in prayer and bring it all to Him. The good, the bad, the scary, and you will receive His peace knowing He is holding them in the palm of His hand. God can be trusted with the children that He has entrusted us, and that is a beautiful promise we can all rest in. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools and resources to help you align your life with God's Word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May He look your way and give you peace in all you do.